I'm Peter Solomon, and joining me in the studio today, I'm happy to have Jennifer Graham. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Hi, nice to see you.
I saw you a couple weeks ago at the Taste of Minnesota, and you've been featured on this program. You've been on Jazz Eclectic, but you're doing something very different this weekend. And we have another person with us, a young saxophonist named Grady Cartoni. Welcome, Grady.
Hey.
We'll be talking to Grady in just a moment. So, Jennifer, this project at Crooner's Supper Club is multifaceted. It's called Next Generation. Can you kind of give me the overview of what's happening at Crooner's on Sunday?
Absolutely. So I was thinking that it might be a great idea to bring, there's so much talent in the Twin Cities that I thought it would be a great idea to bring in, you know, the next, well, calling it the next generation of musicians, introduce them to our audiences, introduce them to the club, you know, and also introduce them to some of the other, you know, more veteran musicians in town. So we're using all three of the stages. The Belvedere outdoor, the tent stage, is going to be featuring Next Generation Musical Theater. And this is for, you know, artists that are 25 years and younger was sort of my stipulation. And then the Dunsmore room, the jazz room, the smaller room, is our classical stage, actually, a Next Generation Classical. And then the main room is going to be Next Generation Jazz. So it's bringing five different selected artists in each genre together on that one day. So we have a 4 o'clock show, 5 o'clock show, and a 6 o'clock show. And just sort of, you know, celebrating the next generation of musicians and introducing them to each other and the musical community and the audiences, just to you know, we're all getting older and we need to make sure that the next generation knows where to go and who to call and we just need to support, you know, the ones coming up so there's no big break in what happened to all of us, you know, like we're all just getting older. So anyway, they're all there and I'm really excited about it.
So you're passing the torch, as it were.
Yeah.
And so you have a whole group of musicians, you said ranging in age up to 25. And then on the younger side, Grady, who's with you, you're actually 16 years old, Grady. Tell me where you go to school and what instrument you play.
I go to St. Anthony Village High School and I play tenor saxophone.
Now, how did you get into jazz?
So when I was in fifth grade, I did a art project, and I thought Louis Armstrong was actually the space guy.
The astronaut.
But he was a jazz musician, so when I found that out, I was pretty bummed. But then I started, you know, listening to the music. I was like, wow, I really like this. And I had been playing saxophone at the time, so I was like, you know, I kind of like this music. Why not get into it a little bit, you know, and start working on it?
So you're very young, but yet you've actually worked quite a bit in the jazz scene. You were telling me before we got started, you're in the Nova Big Band, which happens to be directed by Mike Larson, who doubles as a trombonist and a traffic reporter for Jazz 88.
Love it.
So, Jennifer, tell me about some of the other young musicians that you're going to be featuring on Sunday.
On the jazz stage, we have Grady Cartoni, who's here with me. He's the youngest of the group, 16. A 17-year-old saxophone player as well. His name is Luca Cavalletti. And we have a singer, a 20-year-old Amy Snell. She'll be doing a few tunes. And we have a 21-year-old piano player, Matthew Bennett, and also a 21-year-old female trumpet player, Ella Grace. So those are our five featured musicians. And then backing them up is going to be Tommy Barbarella on the keys, Kevin Rao on the bass, and Jay Epstein on the drums. So that's going to be the trio behind them. And then each next gen is what we're calling the next generations. Each next gen gets a couple songs to sort of, they get to choose, you know, whatever songs that they thought would be great. And then at the end, we get them all to play together.
Have you done this before?
Nope, this is the first time. And so we'll see how it goes. We're hoping to fill up the rooms and give all of the next gens a nice big welcome and a lot of support.
So when you were coming up, you know, you've told me in your previous appearance on this program about your family and how everybody in your family was musical. I mean, was there someone that was kind of a mentor to you?
Well, my mother and father, you know, they had a show band on the road for 20 years. So I grew up on tour with them my whole childhood. And they worked me into the act just as a toddler. I'm one of four children. And so there wasn't really anybody specifically, just it was the entire, you know, you're just completely immersed in show business. So there wasn't a lot of jazz at the time. And we were doing, you know, it was a show band. So there was Broadway, there was bluegrass, there was comedy, there was all sorts of stuff. A lot of stuff we did in Vegas and in theme parks. And but when I was maybe about 12 or so, my mother, Colleen Ray, she made me a mixtape of, because when I was about, you know, 10 years old, it's 1988, right? She made me a mixtape of some jazz artists. And she said, you know, you should listen to some of these voices too, because I was listening to Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and all that kind of stuff. And in the, you know, early 90s, she said, why don't you listen to some of these jazz artists? And that really, you know, shifted my focus, like, oh, this sounds a little more sustainable as well, just as far as vocal care is concerned, but also a lot more emotive and not so much about the formulaic, you know, money focus of pop music sometimes. So I would say my whole life has been in music, but it was really my mother who kind of steered me over, at least to expose me to some of the jazz artists. And so that's where I think that's my happy place.
So when did you get the idea to kind of mentor some younger students?
Well, at Crooner's Supper Club, we have a lot of our audience is mature. And I thought it would be a good idea for the club and for the community to bring in the next generation of not only musicians, but also audience members, just to keep Crooners alive. I know that sometimes as a performer, it's hard to get a hold of folks who book clubs, and it's hard to get a gig sometimes. And I just thought it would be a good idea to start introducing myself and Crooners to this next generation so they know where they can go, they know where they can feel comfortable reaching out and bringing their own groups, bringing their families and friends, and to keep the community alive, to keep the genre alive, and to keep Crooners alive.
So that all sounds great. You can find more information on all three of the various Next Generation projects, the musical theater and the classical side, and of course the jazz at croonersmn.com. Jennifer and Grady, thank you so much to both of you for being here.
Thanks for having us.